Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 65 countries, such as the US, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, Belgium, Amsterdam, and all across the world. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that is changing our lives, how we use this to help transform others and elevate their lives as well. You can listen to us live right here on Blog Talk Radio Network at 11 Eastern Time. But check out our episodes. Sometimes we do them at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So never miss an episode by joining our Facebook community, Transformation Radio Community, and subscribe, rate, and review Life Transformation Radio on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, Google Play Music app, wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, amazing people who are impacting world around them, and my guest today does exactly that. If you have any questions for any of my guests, this is a live show, so you can call in at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. So please help me welcome to the show my friend Rachel Gilmore. What's up, Rachel?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me here.
I'm doing amazing. Amazing. So pumped to have you on the show. It's going to be an amazing conversation that we're going to have. So yeah, I'm just honored to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
So the title of this episode is Overcoming a Poverty Scarcity Mindset with Rachel Gilmore. Rachel is an entrepreneur who has overcome poverty mindset, abuse, self-loathing, suicidal thoughts, loss of loved ones, divorce, and long-distance separation from her children, major health issues, and has made multiple six figures and then lost it all. She now is living her dreams. She co-authored two books, travels the world, leads a transformational retreat worldwide, teaches powerful leaders how to step confidently into their true selves and make a massive difference in this world, speaking on stages, empowering leaders to level up in life and business, hosting events locally where entrepreneurs and business owners come together to build lasting relationships, collaborate, and support each other to grow, coaching a growing online community of entrepreneurs committed to personal and professional growth, and she does VIP one-on-one coaching, plus so much more. Most importantly, she is absolutely happy and loves the life that she is living. You can go to her website, www.rachel-gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E, rachel-gilmore.com, her Instagram, Rachel Marie Gilmore, and go to her Facebook page, Rachel Gilmore Speaker. Check her out. She is absolutely phenomenal. And so what I want to ask you is, what is your why for what you do?
I love that question. So this is something that I revisit on a regular occasion, because as I grow, it does as well. You know, originally my why was making money, traveling with my children, all those, you know, different types of things. And the more that I get closer to like my true calling and really why I'm here to do this, it's about helping people really step into their true potential the way that I have done that. And so it's like, I call it my highest purpose. What is my highest purpose for being on this planet? And it is really here to help people see the truth of who they really are, which is, you know, pure unconditional love, limited. They can do anything that they have a dream to do. And when I get up in the morning and it's cold outside and it's rainy and I'm like, why am I doing this? It's like, because I'm here to help people. I'm here to help people realize what they're here to do and live their dream. So that's, you know, that's the big picture of what gets me up in the morning and gets me going.
Perfect. Love it. Absolutely love it. So you've gone through quite a huge transformation. I mean, I was down in the, in that hole, right? You feel like you can't climb out of that hole because, you know, there's so many things going on. The mindset that this is how it's going to end, right? Like, this is all I'm going to ever be in life. I'm only going to be a failure. Everything I touch is just garbage. Like, nothing's working. You lose everything and you're just left with, you know, this empty feeling, you know? So if someone's feeling the way that you did in that scarcity and poverty mindset, you know, what was that transformational moment that really said, okay, enough is enough and we got to make a change?
I think for me, it wasn't necessarily a moment, but it was always kind of this inner knowing that I had, that I needed to step up and I needed to do more. And originally that was motivated by fear, like fear of not being good enough, or fear that the teachers or my father, who said I was stupid and would never amount to anything, fear that they would be right. You know, that fear was my motivating factor to like prove them wrong. And then I did get to that point where I let fear push me into massive success. And then when I lost it all, it was like, okay, I didn't get here and go through all of this just to get here and die here. Like, there's got to be more. And then there was a point in time where I lost my older brother in a tragic accident. And that was kind of the, if there was to be a moment, that was the moment, that was the kind of the turning point in my life where I basically said, okay, God, like, what do you really have for me? Because at that point, I had already been through a lot of the other loss in terms of, you know, all of the things and the money and the home and all that and the marriage. So I was just kind of in this lowest place of my life. And then I started just having little tiny bits of belief, and they were small things, but I held on to the small things. And in the moments where I wanted to focus on the fear, right? Because that's kind of our default method. We just default is stay stuck in what you've always been in. It was like, I have a little bit of something to hang on to, and let me focus on that little bit of something that I have to hang on to. And the more that I did that, you know, the belief in myself started to grow. Things started to happen. I invested in working with a coach that really called me out and helped me shift to that mindset over and over and over again, and focusing on what it could be instead of default, what it always has been in the past. And as you know, that's a process that we have to practice over and over and over again, every minute, sometimes of every day, especially in the beginning when you want to feel like a victim and you want to feel sorry for yourself and you want to just, you know, give up.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be intentional. You've got to be disciplined about shifting that mindset and finding something positive to look forward to work towards. And it's the practice of shifting, you know, to that new thought process.
Yeah, and I think it's so powerful that, you know, we try to do things all on our own, and then we quickly find out that is not good. And so investing in ourselves, in the form of investing in a mentor, coach, like that, you know, just, I can't even tell you where I would not be had I not done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's so powerful when you do that. So, and I'm glad that it changed everything.
Yeah, I don't think I would be where I am right now had I not done that, because I didn't know what I didn't know. Like, I didn't know, like, so many times we don't really know what's possible for us. We see that other people are doing it. But if we don't have family, friends, a support system, people around us, and most of the time when we're in that place, the people around us are in similar places, right? We're not like, we don't typically surround ourselves with people who are making things happen when we're depressed and not in a good place. So making that investment in yourself and working with a coach or working with somebody or a mentor, somebody can kind of pull you up. You start surrounding yourself with different people, start believing in yourself, and you start to see like this distance, you know, between where you were and where you're going. And a coach was just helped me shift my mindset in so many ways. And that's really, you know, I said in the beginning, that's why I did this, because I believe that everybody has a purpose. If you have a dream in your heart or you have a vision in your heart, it was given to you because you're here to bring that to the world. You're here to bring that to light, and everything you need will be provided for you if you, you know, step out and take a risk or face your fear or invest in yourself and you do it. Everything you need will be met and you can make it happen, but you've got to like take that first initial step. And that's really what I did.
Yep.
I had just a little bit of belief in myself and I just said, okay, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. I love that you said that I'm going to make it happen. I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that decision that you make. Yeah. Right. I mean, we make these decisions and we're like, well, I hope for the best, you know, like, kind of like, but some people don't. Some people stay in fear or they stay in a scarcity mindset. So how can you tell if somebody has a scarcity mindset though?
Well, they're not taking action. They're not, you know, there's a difference between somebody who has the head knowledge. They've
mm-hmm.
heard it all. Maybe they've read all the books. Maybe they have all this head knowledge, but their
mm-hmm.
mindset is that they're not practicing. Okay, so in the lack of practicing
right.
what they've read in all these books, now they have this head knowledge of everything they've read in these books, and yet there's no like fruit happening in their life, and so they're stuck in this victim, like, oh, I've read all these books, I looked at it, but it's not working for me. It's because they haven't practiced the thing. And so when you practice, you begin to embody, and then your mindset shifts out of scarcity and into abundance through the practice. So a lot of people, they're like, I'm reading all the books, I'm going to all the events, I listen to all these positive speakers, I do all this stuff, but there's no practice. So they're, even though they have the head knowledge, their mindset is still a scarcity mindset.
Yeah. You know, I see a lot of times on social media, people don't want to post a lot of their knowledge because they think people are going to steal it. Or
I think that's so true.
Or they're poaching other people's like groups. Like they're like, hey, come work. Like, dude, this is my group. Like, what
yeah.
are you doing? You know? And so they have this scarcity mindset where, you know, I must sell to everybody because, you know, there's not 5 billion people in the world. You know?
Right.
Like, it's just crazy to me the way people think, you know, or like, well, I'll just save a few dollars, you know, and like, I'll just try to do it myself. Like,
mm-hmm.
well, yeah, but that's not your strength, though. Like, capitalize on your strengths and outsource the rest. But people don't want to do
yeah.
that. They don't want to pay for a website guy. Oh, I'll just figure it out. Well, your website looks like crap. So
mm-hmm.
why don't you just have somebody do it, you know? Or another one I see is, you know, they don't want to pay for a mentor. They're like, oh, no, I'll just Google it, YouTube it. And I'm like, that's great. And you're going to learn a lot. But you're not going to get that experience. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. Like, you're not
right.
going to be able to bounce things off of somebody
mm-hmm.
and have that human connection. So, yeah, there's
and
a lot
be
of...
called out. Like a
yeah.
lot of times they think that they're doing it, you know, because they're reading about it. But the practice, that piece, like, that's, I think, really what a coach does is it's, like, on the phone with you or in person or however you're coaching over and over and over again, bringing to your awareness. Because you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes unless we have a very high level of awareness, we don't even know where our thoughts are the majority of the time. It's like you've got to be called out. You've got to be held accountable. You've got to, you know, okay, you're telling me to do all these things, but you're, like you just said, you're not hiring somebody to build that website. You're still in that scarcity mindset. And then sometimes they're like, oh, you know, in that you bringing it to their awareness, it can shift their mindset and shift them, you know, to more of an abundance mindset. So I see it all the time. I see it a lot, especially like in networking, where a lot of the networking groups just want to do like, nope, we only allow one industry per, and I'm like, they're scarcity,
right.
and I don't want anything to do with that. Because there's enough
right.
abundance in the world for every single one of us. And what if we collaborated, because we're all on the same team anyways?
You know, I was just thinking about something. Just like a couple weeks ago, I was talking to somebody, and you had mentioned this before, like, you got to buy what you're selling. Like, you absolutely have to buy what you're selling. So I'm talking to somebody, you know, a friend of mine, another speaker, you know, and he's like, hey, man, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? I'm like, nah, I really don't want to invest in that right now. Like, yeah, it'll probably help, you know, but I think I'm good. And he tells me, he's like, are you being a cheap ass right now? Like, is that what you're doing? Like, are you being cheap? I'm like, well, no, I just, you know, I was like, well, how's that going to benefit you? And it's not like he's selling me a service. He's just mentioning something that he uses, you know? And I was like, well, I'm sure it'll help. I was like, I don't know. And I think it was like $97 or something. It's like $97. And he's just like, bro, I think this will help you. And, you know, I'm going to push you on it, but I just, you know, I want you to do it for the right reasons or say no for the right reasons. Like, well, I mean, I don't need it right now. Like, I don't know. But I ultimately bought it. I actually bought it, you know, and it was like, this thing's awesome. Like, how have I not been using this before? Like, what the hell's wrong with me? You know, you have these like fixed mindset moments, you know, and it takes that person to go, hey, dude, hey, person, hey, Sean, like, you need to do this, you know? And he was trying to tell me, like, dude, this is like, you need this, bro. Like, this is amazing. And so I did the $97 and I used the program. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is killer. And it's already giving me ROI. So I don't know. I just step out in faith, you know, say yes and figure it out. That's how I try to live my life. Say yes and figure it out.
Like, build your wings on the way down, right?
Yeah, jump right. Like, build your wings, build your parachute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I did that with the retreats that I'm doing now. It was like, I feel a call to do this, and I didn't know exactly how it was going to happen. Luckily, I had been to Bali once before, so I'd at least been there. But I'm dealing with, you know, somebody who's 12-hour time difference. I'm trying to arrange drivers to pick up people at the airport. Like, I'm trying to arrange all these things. I've never done it before. And I'm like, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it. And I just did it. And it ended up being like the most amazing experience. And had I been in fear, like, I don't know how I can plan a retreat in Bali and the time difference and, you know, 30 plus hour flights and all that. Like, if I had let any of those fears stop me, then, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm moving forward right now in my business. So it was just like, I'm going to say yes, and then I will figure it out, you know? And
right.
if I make a mistake, well, then that's a powerful learning experience for me. But, like, I do that with a lot of things in my life. I say yes, I'll make the investment, I'll like take the jump, and then I'm figuring it out as I go. And I do always have a mentor or coach, always, because I can bounce ideas off of them or ask for their input or, you know, things of that nature. And I'm very blessed to be surrounded by people like you and lots of other people that I do get the opportunity to speak to. So I think that that helps a great deal. So if I was going to tell somebody, you know, who's just starting out, who you surround yourself with is extremely important. You've got to find people who are doing what you're doing or, you know, already where you want to be that you can surround yourself with and hang out, because that energy just gives you maybe just a little bit of push that you need or a little bit of belief in you or something along those lines, because it has been so powerful for me and me just believing myself and me like, okay, I'm going to take these risks. And if I fail or if I mess up, I'm still going to have people there to support me, you know, in the end. I'm not going to lose everything. And I already have before. So quite honestly, I'm not afraid of it anymore. I think like, so in rock climbing, they say, if you want to be a really good climber, fall and fall a lot, like fall, master the fall. And when we apply this to like business, if you want to be really good in business, fall, you know, fall, you know, lose it all maybe once and then come back and then you're not afraid. Like once you're not afraid of falling anymore, you can do these things in rock climbing, you know, because you're not afraid of the fall. So when you're not afraid of losing anything, because you've already lost everything and you realize you're a better person because of it, you can take risks. You can, I think people are afraid of that failing, and maybe that's exactly what you need in order to be very successful.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
my take on it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Russell Brunson, who's the founder of ClickFunnels, has a podcast out there called Marketing in Your Car. And he did this, you know, during the time that ClickFunnels was being built. And it was kind of like his version of like a vlog or like a documentary, you know, whatever. It's called Marketing in Your Car. It's very good. So one of the things that he was talking about, you know, was ClickFunnels failed multiple times. And he had, you know, he'd made six figures, you know, but it wasn't like nobody like really cared about ClickFunnels, you know. He did some things differently and did this thing, whatever. But he was talking to some people and they asked him, like, well, have you cycled yet? He's like, cycled? Like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, unless you make six, seven, or eight figures over and over and over again because you keep losing it, like, you haven't cycled. So you don't really know. Like, you just don't really know. He's like, huh? He's like, I've never cycled. So, you know, at that time he said, I've never cycled, you know? And he's like, I look back at that now. He's like, I've cycled at least twice. I've made $1 million. I've lost it all. Made another million. I've lost it all. He's like, I think I know how to keep millions of dollars now. I think I know I'm a better person for it because you know the mistakes, right? He says the one mistake that I was always making was I never was investing in myself by having and building that team and that board of directors around me to keep me like going straight, like to keep me from getting sidetracked or making stupid decisions or whatever, you know? And I was like, huh, I'm glad I have my mentor then, you know, like
it's so good, right? It's so good. Like if everybody took that on and like listened to that and heard that and said, okay, I'm going to do that too. I mean, man, I don't know about you, but I get excited.
Right?
I get excited because like we're changing the world.
Yeah. Even if you paid somebody for like 30 minutes at a time, like you don't have to get into like some big long contract, you know, $5,000 for 6 months or whatever, like pay somebody 30 minutes of their time and be like, I want 30 minutes of your time. How much does it cost? Cool. A few hundred dollars. Here it is. Let's talk. Like, how do I do this? How do I do this? Like, give it to me. Like, how do I do this? How do I do this? You know what I mean? And it doesn't need, like I said, some long, drawn-out, like, coaching process. But at least don't – what we're seeing at is, like, let me pick your brain. Like, well, picking your brain costs money. Like, you know, I've paid thousands of dollars to learn what I know. And I've taken hours and hours and hours and hours of practice to implement what I know. Like – I didn't pay $1,000 for that just to give it to you for free for an hour. Like, that's crazy to me. I'll sit and talk with somebody and say, if you want to continue the conversation, it's this, this, and this. They're like, oh, no, I'm done. I'm like, well, have a nice day. And then eventually they come back to me and say, okay, I'm ready to pay for your time. Because it's not easy.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you talked about the practice. Like, you know, that's the key, because the truth is we can go out there and find information everywhere. Like you said, YouTube, reading books.
Yep.
It is the intentional practice and not just letting it sit in the head, but actually practicing the thing that you're learning. And that's where the value comes in. That's where the transformation happens. The transformation doesn't happen until you've practiced it and mastered it. I mean, that's, we could look at every sports, every musician, right? It's the practice. You've got to do it. People are like, what's the secret? And I think I'm going to start telling people the secret is the practice. There's no secret. You got to practice. I can't just give you like the secret formula. You got to go out and practice it. And I love that cycle analogy. I think I'm going to steal that one too, because it's so true. You can't be afraid to lose it. You cannot be afraid. When you get to the point where you're not afraid anymore, it's like you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Let's go. Let's do this. I'll try anything and build the wings on my way down. You know, and then when that becomes your mindset, then you're unstoppable. Then you can do whatever you want to do in life, business, relationship. It doesn't matter. You know, it's like you've got this level of confidence and vulnerability. And for me, I'm really, really big on staying in the heart and not letting the ego do all the work, but coming back to your heart space, because why are we really doing this? And we're really doing this to make the world a better place, right? To help people. And so that's gotta be at the core of it. So we got to stay in our heart space and come at it from a place of love. And it's not, for me, it's not necessarily money driven. It's more heart driven. Yeah, I think it's the same way for you.
100%. Yep. I definitely approach it from like a servants, service, leadership, heart-centered, 100%. Like, I'm in it for everybody else. Like, what my jam is to inspire people to do great big things. You know, I've mentored sessions all the time where someone's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, don't give me that. I don't know crap. Like, you can do this, and I'm going to show you how. But I need you to take action. I can give you, you can read anything. You can consume all the knowledge you want. But, you know, they say knowledge is power. I just don't believe it. I don't believe knowledge is power. Action is power.
Potential power. Potential
right.
power.
Right. It's just like potential energy, right? It's sitting, it's waiting, it's ready to go. But the kinetic energy is what gets things moving. Kinetic energy is what drives forward. And so if you take action, and massive action yields massive results. If you play small, you're going to get small results.
Yep. Which that will take me back to a previous point we touched on, is that kinetic energy, that movement, is when you're in that place where you're like ready to give up, you know, you're like, how can I, I'm in the worst place in my life. How is there any potential for me to, you know, it's movement. And it doesn't, movement could be, it's like you're in a state that's not productive, that's not healthy, that's not great. Movement. That movement, whether it's getting up and doing jumping jacks or going for a walk or dancing, or movement will shift your energy. It will shift you out of whatever energy you're in, set your intentions to move on to another energy. I think we could look across all, you know, aspects of our lives, and it's that movement, it's that changing of that state where the magic really happens. You cannot change something in the state that it was created in, right? You gotta move,
right.
You gotta change that state. So I think that's not just in this area, but it's across everything. If you find yourself stuck, you got to move in some capacity. You got to move, whether it's just standing up literally and like doing burpees or jumping jacks, but move, and it will shift your state of mind.
100%. Yep. I love it. I love it. So give us some resources that people can use, maybe that you have, or maybe some resources that you've used in the past, that allows them to overcome that poverty, that scarcity mindset, you know, those negative self-talk and self-beliefs. Give us some resources that you give to people.
So I like to say, like, for my clients I'm working with, what are the tools that you have in your toolbox? Let's find some tools that work for you, and let's put them in your toolbox that you can pull out at any time. And a lot of people talk about, you know, affirmations, things of that nature. For me, it's all about feeling, energy, and like what I was just talking about with that movement. So what for me in the very beginning, my biggest resource, this is simple, and yet not enough people do it. And if more people do it, we can literally change the world with this one act alone. If I found myself feeling sorry for myself, which was a thing I did a lot. I mean, I was very much a victim. I was a victim to my dad. I was a victim to just you name it. I was a victim, right? And many times I didn't even know it, but I was. And so when you sit down and you start writing all of the things that you appreciate, that you're thankful for, that you're grateful for, it is impossible to feel sorry for yourself when you're feeling grateful. And I say feeling because feeling is important. Like, people sit down and write gratitude and they don't get enough feeling of it, and so nothing changes. So when you sit down and really get in the feeling, and I've had people say to me before, well, I don't know what to be thankful for. I'm like, do you have silverware in your kitchen? Because if you're eating with a fork, you should be grateful. Like, do you have a pillow that you sleep on at night? I love my pillow, by the way. So like, come on, there is something to be grateful for. Let's start writing. And the more you start writing, then it is impossible to feel sorry for yourself when you realize how abundant you are. It is impossible to be in the scarcity mindset when you realize how abundant you are. You know, we could look at, and I've done a lot of traveling, and I've been to some very poor countries, and when you see the way people live and you come back here, which I'm a big, huge advocate of travel, obviously, and for some of those reasons, when you come back here and you're like, my goodness, you know, I have a full drawer of silverware. I have not just one pillow, but maybe, like, you know what I mean? When we start thinking what we're appreciative and grateful for, we can't feel in that scarcity mindset. The other thing is get in the feeling of feeling abundant. If you are in a bad place and you're in a scarcity mindset and money is really low, get out of your house, get out of where you are, and go and just look around at the abundance that is available to all of us. Just go and look around. Start opening your mind to possibilities. Start getting gratitude for it as if you already have it. I mean, I'm going to preach on gratitude until I die, because it's really it was one of the biggest catalysts for me in moving from scarcity mindset to abundance mindset, was being grateful for what I had right now and for giving gratitude as if I already had what I wanted. And in that, it was like I was acting as if, and giving that gratitude. I'm so grateful for, you know, my clients. I didn't have a single client. I'm so grateful for my clients. And I would get in the feeling of it, and I would imagine working with them, and I would imagine their transformations, and I'd feel the excitement, and I would feel all of the feelings. And I got in that where, like, when my first client came, it felt almost exactly like I had imagined it would felt. Because I was practicing, okay, I was practicing being in that abundance mindset. And you always have a choice, like stay in the scarcity and feel sorry for myself, or change it. And for me, it was a practice of getting out of my comfort zone, getting out of my environment that was maybe keeping me stuck, which again is why I'm really big on doing these transformational traits, because I get clients out of their routine, out of their triggers and habits and patterns, and get them into a place where I can really create change in them, because they're having fun. They're in a joyful state. Get into joy. You know, I ask people sometimes, what do you do that brings you joy? And they're like, I don't know. Figure that out. Like, figure that out today.
Right.
In fact, like, figure that out within the hour. Figure out what brings you joy. And if you don't know, go try something. I had a client once who said, I don't know. And I said, your homework is to try something that you've never tried before and see if it brings you joy. Her husband came in a little bit later and said, hey, babe, you want to go for a ride on a motorcycle? And she's like, no, you know, I always say no. I have no interest to go for a ride on a motorcycle. She's like, oh my goodness, Rachel just gave me homework to try something new. She went and got on his motorcycle, and now they have a new thing that they do together that she loves, that brings her so much joy, that's improved their relationship, because
awesome.
She was willing to try something, and she didn't even know she was going to like it. She thought she was going to hate it, and she loves it. So, like, go try something. Go figure out what brings you joy, and spend more time having fun and less time sitting in this mindset of scarcity. Have fun.
Yep. Love it. Love it. So as we start to close the show, we're going to do a shameless plug. You can plug friends, quotes, websites, Facebook, whatever it is that you want the listeners to know about you and how to connect with you, all that. This is the moment. Shameless plug. Go.
Oh, come travel with me. Come travel the world with me. Get outside of your comfort zone. Get outside of the familiar routine, the stress, all the triggers that are keeping you stuck, and go to a beautiful, magical destination and explore and adventure and have fun and change your entire world, because I've seen it happen time and time again. It has happened to me. It's happened to clients who've went on retreats with me. That's what I'm doing right now, because I'm seeing the massive transformations happening in travel. You can find me on Facebook. I'm constantly posting there, or my website has all of the upcoming travels. I'm going to Belize in February, Portugal in May, and back to Bali in October. And all three of those trips are going to change people's lives. And I would love for everybody who is looking to up-level, change their mindset, get out of that scarcity and into an abundance mindset, to come and work with me, because I've not just lived, I mean, I've lived it, and I know how to help people come from wherever they are to living where
right.
they want to be.
Love it. Rachel, I want to thank you for being an amazing guest on Life Transformation Radio. And it's been an absolute honor to have you on the show.
Thank you, Sean. It's been awesome. You're amazing. I appreciate everything you do. And thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Life Transformation Radio listeners, if anything resonated with you that Rachel and I talked about, please reach out to her. She is absolutely phenomenal at what she does, getting you out of that poverty mindset, getting you out of that scarcity mindset, and getting you into a life of abundance. Join her on her retreats around the world. Say yes and figure it out. So as we close the show, I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life.
Thank you.